This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Now, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I did hear of an American reality show called Joe Millionaire. It's a spin-off from another show called Average Joe. They try to match up a beautiful young woman with her man, a knight in shining armor. The twist is that the men who seek the woman's affection look more like frogs than princes, and millions of viewers have watched to see if the woman can get past the man's appearance and see the prince inside. And now in the other show, thousands of beautiful young women compete for the affection of a man who they think is fabulously wealthy. Now, the problem is he doesn't have much money at all, and people watch on TV to see if the princess discovers her prince is a pauper. Now, why are these kinds of shows so popular? I think it's because of one word, rejection. From the safety of our lounge rooms, we can sit and watch and wonder how we would cope. How would we react if we were silly enough to take part and be accepted or rejected? I think this TV show depicts the best and the worst of human nature in a one-hour episode. Now, it's good entertainment, I guess, for those who like it. In one episode, the man who was quite overweight said to the producer of the show, basically, he said, "The perfect woman for me would be the one who accepts me just as I am." Now, I think that's a great statement. Isn't that what it's all about, to be accepted just as we are? And unfortunately, the world is full of people who don't accept us as we are. And the host of this show had this bit of advice to this average Joe. He said, if you want the girl, don't be yourself. Try to be someone better than yourself. Well, her message is the same one that we get from 1,000 sources every day. If you're going to get the girl or the guy, or you want to be successful in life, or you want to be happy, then don't be yourself. Be better than yourself. Try to be someone better than yourself. Or at least pretend to be someone else long enough for people to fall in love with you, I guess. And that's Joe Millionaire's problem. He gets all these women to fall in love with him in the illusion that he's someone better, more richer. And in America, I understand 30 million people watched this first episode of Joe Millionaire struggle with the dilemma. He said, I had to lie to get the girl. And when she finds out who I really am, will she still love me? Now that's fear and rejection. It begs the question, if people find out who I really am, will they still love me? Well, of course, it's easy to scoff at these TV shows as perhaps a little bit of mindless trash, but are the people on them that different from us? Don't we fear, sometimes at least, that we're not good enough? Don't we hide the truth of our lives, perhaps the past in our lives that we don't want people to know, or that we could be rejected if people knew who we really were? What about if our friends and those that we work with really knew us? Perhaps we wouldn't want them to know all about us. So our fear of rejection, it's not completely irrational because we've all been rejected. Now just think back in your life. Can you remember as a child what it felt like to be the last one picked in the team out there in the playground? Or you were not right for a particular job, or you were too fat or too thin, you weren't smart enough, or you were too shy or too pushy, you didn't have enough qualifications. So it's a wonder, isn't it, that we don't walk around with a big L on our forehead, meaning loser. So we can't pretend here that rejection doesn't matter. It does, because I think we all want to be loved, we want to be accepted, and rejection hurts. But we can learn to be realistic about the damage that rejection can do to us. Rejection's painful, but it's not the end. When we realize and remember that God, our Heavenly Father, accepts us for who we are, then I think we can risk rejection by other people, knowing that we always have the love of God. God's love is there. It doesn't change or falter. So we need to be certain of God's love. In other words, He will never reject us. We have screwed up. Some of us have screwed up really well, but we've fallen short of God's glory. But you know that God has a million reasons to want us. We can't fool Him. Jesus then says, look, I died for you. I died on the cross, and I pray for you, because neither death nor life or anything is going to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for those wonderful truths that make us acceptable to you. Help us, Lord, to accept ourselves. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.